Watching the movie It's a Wonderful Life is a holiday tradition for many. It takes on added significance in central New York because of the suspected connection between the fictional town of Bedford Falls and Seneca Falls. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, locals think they have a pretty convincing story.
It's a Wonderful Life is just one of those movies that people watch over and over.
We love the movie. Absolutely love it. I mean, every year we watch it.
And for some of these diehards, a tradition goes beyond just watching the film released in 1946. They visit Seneca Falls, a small canal town west of Syracuse, where they say they feel like they're in Bedford Falls, the fictional town that George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart, never gets to leave. Anhui Law is one of the volunteers at the It's a Wonderful Life Museum in Seneca Falls.
We get visitors coming in here who go to the bridge first. And without us even telling or without them looking it up on the internet, they have this sense that this was it. They just have this feeling.
Frank Capra, the famed director of the movie, never publicly said that Seneca Falls was the inspiration for Bedford Falls. But that doesn't stop locals from making the connection. And the biggest reason...
We have discovered that Frank Capra came to town.
And that fact really cemented the suspicion that Seneca Falls was the model for Bedford Falls, according to Fran Caracillo, a lifelong resident and volunteer at the It's a Wonderful Life Museum. The story came out in 1997 when retired barber Tom Bellissimo admitted something he'd known for years, that he'd given a haircut to Frank Capra. Capra had been visiting his aunt in nearby Auburn when he stopped by for the cut, and Caracillo says after that, things in the movie that was in development started changing.
And it wasn't until after his visit here that, while they were developing the screenplay, that Bedford Falls seemed to get its geographic fix. The references to Rochester, Buffalo, Elmira, and even Ithaca, something that doesn't make it into the final film, didn't get added until after his visit here.
Rochester? Well... Why Rochester?
Oh, well, my father owns a glass factory in Buffalo.
I want to spend Christmas in Elmira with my family.
And then there's the way both towns looked, with Gothic-style homes, an old bank that looked similar to the savings and loan, and the median down the middle of the street that George Bailey runs down towards the end of the movie.
Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Bailey and loan!
The biggest connection, though, is the bridge, which plays a huge part in the film.
And it seems the bridge scene, where George jumps from the bridge to save Clarence, who jumped from the bridge to save George, that didn't happen, again, until after his visit here. You know, when Philip Van Doren Stern, the author of the short story the movie's based on, first commissioned illustrations for his first formally published version of the story, the bridge was a different style bridge altogether. But after his visit here, Capra chose a Pratt Truss Bridge, just like ours.
One other thing about that bridge. In 1917, a young man witnessed a woman jumping from the bridge in a suicide attempt. He jumped in to save her and drowned. But there's a plaque on the bridge that tells the story of Antonio Vericali, who had been trying to raise enough money to bring his family from Italy. And when he died, the community came together and raised that money to bring his family over. Law says it's that spirit of the community that really ties it all together.
And on the plaque, it's for Antonio Vericali. It says he honors the community honors him. That is, in essence, the end of the movie.
He told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money. Didn't ask any questions, just said you're in trouble and tell me.
One believer in the Seneca Falls-Bedford Falls connection is Carolyn Grimes, one of the few surviving members of the cast. She played Zuzu.
It all ties together. It's just there. And I really do believe this is the town.
And she also thinks the reason Capra never spoke about a Seneca Falls-Bedford Falls connection goes to the heart of the movie.
I don't think he wanted to say what the town was, because I think he wanted everyone to connect with their own hometown, their own community, and to think that the little man was really, it was their own place.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
In Seneca Falls, right. Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.